This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called a surreal, ghostly scene in a devastated village. She pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured a village on the river in Western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. The frontrunner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has now apologized for a scene in which he has been seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in Western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right union bloc to be Germany's next leader. He is also the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, which was one of two badly hit by last week's floods. A right group in Russia is shutting down, citing a fear that its members and supporters would be prosecuted after the Russian authorities blocked the group's website for allegedly publishing content from an undesirable organization. The Team 29 Association of Lawyers and Journalists specializing in treason and espionage cases and freedom of information issues said Sunday that Russian authorities accused it of spreading content of Czech group that had been declared undesirable in Russia. The group's website was blocked Friday. Russia is putting mounting pressure on opposition supporters, independent journalists, and rights activists ahead of the September 19th parliamentary elections. Police fired water cannon, tear gas, and rubber bullets on Sunday to stop protesters from marching at the office of the prime minister of calling for him to resign in India, I should say in Thailand. The use of force by the police came after some protesters tried to dismantle barbed wire. This is VOA News. The lawyers for several prominent Egyptian activists and journalists say that their clients were released from custody on Sunday following Mondays and months of detention. They had been arrested on charges including joining or aiding a terrorist group and spreading false news. In recent months, Egyptian authorities have released detainees ahead of major Muslim holidays. Sunday's releases come 2 days before one of the two most important festivals of the Islamic calendar. Egypt's State Information Service confirmed the releases but said no government statements on the matter were immediately available. In the U.S., Los Angeles County residents are again required to wear masks indoors, regardless of their vaccination status, a mandate that health officials hope will reverse the latest spikes in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. The rule went into effect late Saturday for the nation's largest county, where the rising caseload is led by the highly transmissible Delta variant. L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis said on ABC's This Week that the mask rule will save lives. California has seen a steady rise in cases since the state fully reopened its economy on June 15th and did away with capacity limits and social distancing. Two South African soccer players have become the first athletes inside the Olympic Village to test positive for COVID-19. Other cases connected to the Tokyo Games were also confirmed Sunday to highlight the Herculean task organizers face to keep the virus contained while the world's biggest sports event plays out. Positive tests came as some of the expected 11,000 athletes and thousands more team officials from across the globe began arriving in the village, having traveled through the pandemic to Tokyo. The Olympics open Friday. The International Olympic Committee president, Thomas Bach, has said that there was zero risk of athletes passing on the virus to Japanese or other residents of the village, but that bold statement was already being tested. Recapping one of our top stories, again, German Chancellor Angela Merkel surveyed what she called a surreal ghostly scene in a devastated village in Germany. She pledged quick financial aid and redoubled political focus on curbing the climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed over 180. She said on Sunday that while she was in one village in Western Germany, many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. And although that particular town didn't have any deaths, other places were not so lucky. More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.